So today was a really special day because the opportunity to physically play out being wealthy came along. And so I jumped at it. And I'll explain how that works. It had a couple issues in it. One of them, it goes back to my childhood, probably the very only fond memories I have, in a sense of, you know, time filled with joy other than being with the trees. My most joyous times were on the lake in these little wooden rowboats that they used to make out of small thin planks. I've always wanted one of those with a little sail on it to sail around because I spend a lot of time on the water. It just seems to be my favorite place. And that probably comes back from childhood because that's where I felt safe and just joyful. There's probably some things erased from my memory from my childhood, you know, but the feeling is still there, and so I associate that with those boats and being on the water. Now, there is a wooden boat school on an island near us here. It is the only boat school full-time left in Canada. And they build these little boats, and somebody mentioned to me that has one of these boats, a very beautiful boat, that they make it for the price of the material. And that's in order to help keep the school going. So all you do is you supply them with the money, and they buy the material and they build it, so there's no labor involved. So that makes the purchasing the boat a lot cheaper. Now, at that point, I said, well, how much do you think? And the person said, about probably $2,000, I imagine. At that point, I wasn't talking to the person that actually had one, but someone else. And so I figured, well, $2,000. I can afford it, although this is not the most opportune time to be spending that money. But I thought, well, that's not the way a millionaire behaves, especially someone who has $3.6 million in the bank. So what I did, first thing this morning, I made absolutely sure I got the feeling of having $3.6 million down really good. It was really there. I spent over an hour giving it everything I could, and yeah, it was starting to tucker me out, and I felt it later this afternoon because my energy just finally petered out. Nevertheless, I decided I was going to do this to its absolute maxima I could do. So I wanted to play out the physical version of being rich and what it, in a sense, would be like if I did have $3.6 million in the bank and how I would behave while going to this school, while talking to the person who makes the arrangements, sitting in their office, introducing myself, and so on. I thought I'm going to play it all out. So, first thing, I got the feeling going really good this morning. Held it for a long time. And while I'm going there, in my mind's eye, I hang on to that feeling. That feeling of having the $3.6 million in the bank. I just hung on to it in so much so that my behavior, the way I'm sitting, the way I'm moving, becomes more of an expression of it. And that just seems to happen naturally, the more you get the feeling of it, because you just stand up with more confidence. And when you really feel the feeling strongly, I knew I would walk into that office with the confidence of knowing I could afford this. And also just with more confidence, and physically, my stature would represent more confidence. So on the way there, I made sure I held on to that feeling, the joyous part of that. I let go of everything else, absolutely everything else, and just stuck with that feeling as best as I could. No matter what, while I was driving, I reminded myself, I have 3.6 million in the bank, and you don't actually need to hurry so much. I found myself slowing down. I found myself looking around more, enjoying the drive there much more. I got out of the car. Roberta headed one direction to look at something, and I went straight there. The fellow was sitting at his desk when I walked in, and I walked in with full confidence. He looks up from his desk and he says, "Hello," and I said, "Hi." And I introduced myself with my full name, pulled out my hand to shake his hand. There I was. That right there is probably 3 or 4 times more confidence than I normally have. Usually I'm much more reserved, much quieter. I would have came in holding my head down a little more, you know, and going to myself, saying to myself, "God, hope this isn't too expensive. Hope I'm not wasting his time," and so on and so forth. That was all gone. I introduced myself, my name, and stated what I wanted. I said, somebody I met mentioned that I could order a boat at the cost of the material, and you would build it, and I would pick it up about 6 to 7 months later. And he says, "Yes." "There have been some changes," he said. "We are now charging a little extra to the material." And he said that's for several reasons, to make sure that if the material costs do go up, because actual costs of the individual material may change throughout the building time and so forth, they want to make sure that they have their money covered, so they add some to it, another 50%. And they said also to just allow the school to have a little bit more funds, because it's basically working as a non-profit organization, which is good too. So in a sense, I'm helping out. And I said, "Well, that's fine." And then he asked me what type of boat I would want. And I said with full confidence, pointing at a small picture on the wall, "I would like a clinker-built boat in bright works like this, in a sail version, probably large enough for 4 people and a large dog." And he says, "Do you own a boat now?" And I says, "Yes." He says, "Will it be a tender to the boat?" And that, what that means is a dinghy for the larger boat. And I says, "Yes, but also it's for me for day sailing. I spend every day on the water. And I've dreamt of having one of these beautiful boats." So he says, "Well, probably the size that you would want is 12 feet long or 15, ideally a 15 foot. I said, "I agreed, 15 feet sounds great." Now, bright works, what that means is it's a boat that you don't really paint it. It's all done in wood, put together in pieces of wood, and then it's varnished until it shines. And, you know, they put something like 10 to 15 coats of varnish on it, and it just glitters with this beautiful wood and all the different grain and colors in the wood. They're just amazingly beautiful boats. And they're built in the old traditional way. So, we talk about a few more things. There was a quick phone call, and he answered that, and then he showed me some pictures on the computer. And then he said, "You can specify what type of woods you'd like to use. This is what works really well." And he said, "That's fine." And I specified the type of wood that I would like around the top edge, which is Purple Heart. And it looks purple. It's very, very beautiful wood, and it's extremely hard. So the edge of the boat doesn't wear as quickly. And then I said, "Well, what kind of price are we looking at, roughly? I mean, just roughly." So he started flipping some papers around. And at that point, I made sure to catch myself. I says, "Okay, you know what? this may not turn out to be $2,000. This could turn out to be a lot more. Remember, you have 3.6 million, behave accordingly. And I'm glad I did that, because it took him a few minutes. He turned and he said, probably about 6,000. Well, I could probably afford the 6,000 and do it, but again, ideally, this is not really where I should be spending the money, because I have other expenses, including this book is going to cost a lot of money to put out, because I have to pay for it to be typed out. I have to have it set into the right format for printing and all kinds of things. It just costs a lot of money to do a book like this. My other books, I probably spent $30,000 on them, if not more. And of course there's lost money, because while you're doing a book, well, you're not really working either necessarily during that time. So sometimes there's no income and there's a lot of expenditures. So it costs a lot of money. And ideally, that money should be going elsewhere. Ideally, I suppose. Maybe, ideally, I should be getting this boat. Nevertheless, it felt fine. I stayed with that feeling. There was a little twinge, okay. But it was minor. And I stayed upright, and I maintained eye contact, and I said, well, for a boat like this, that's pretty good. And it actually is, because if you order this boat from an actual company that makes them, you're going to be looking at probably in the range of $12,000 to $14,000. So yeah, it's a pretty good deal still. Of course, at $2,000, it would be even a better deal. But that's life. And it's about that time Roberta came in and looked around and said a few things. And I said, this is the boat right here. And she said, wow, yeah, that's a beautiful boat. And so when can we take it home, she says. I says, well, the next year, sometime in April. Which is okay, nothing wrong with that. It's like it's going to be Christmas in April. I actually kind of like that. So then what he said is, you only pay down some of the money right now, and the rest you pay on delivery. See, that's even better now. So we said a few more things, talked about, various things I might want with the boat, where I want some brass, and type of sail and so forth, and he said, can I work out the details, the exact price, and set up a contract for you, and then you can come and look at it and decide if you want to go ahead. And at that point, I didn't know for sure what to do, because he had said it before, and I was just writing something down. I said, oh, just a minute. And I was going to say, well, let me think about it, because I have probably a week or so I can think about it. They only do 4 boats a year. One is already spoken for, and so there's nearly 3 left. There's a few people thinking about it. But there was something I could tell. I was putting out a different image. I mean, he knew I wanted to vote. For one thing, he knew it. 2, he was convinced, totally convinced, that I had the money, that I could afford it, that the 6,000 was not a problem. And it wasn't a sales pitch, because he's not a salesman. He's the actual teacher of the course. And, you know, you can tell a salesman, someone that spends their time selling. And he wasn't trying to push it. There was just, I could tell what was coming out of me. You know, what was radiating from me. I had wealth. I had good taste. I knew this was a good thing. This was something I wanted. And he just really wanted to set up the contract for me for this. I mean, it's something you could tell. He wanted to do it for me. And that's a very good thing in a lot of different ways, because I was putting out wealth, putting out confidence, but not snobbiness, not superiority, but a kindness, a fairness. And what that means to me is that what I was doing was also opening up my heart center, and I was also radiating with love. See? Because that's what we're after. And that's exactly what was happening because of the way we've been creating this money. In a sense, we're really not creating the money so much, we're actually creating the feeling of it, the experience of having it. And by that, we are actually opening up our heart center, which I know will create the money anyway. That's beside the point. But this particular method is actually opening up the heart center. So there was just a wonderful feeling in that whole office. And you know what? I could have asked for anything at that moment and would have gotten it. And I could have probably said, if I wanted to, love the boat. Price seems a little high. See if you can do something with it. You would have made the effort. But I had no interest in that. I just said, yeah, do the quote, the contract. Gave him my phone number, my name, wrote it on a piece of paper for him, and said, contact me when it's ready. I'll come and take a look. And we'll work out the details. Now, I said, how long do you think? Oh, about a week or so. Okay. I said, that's fine. We shook hands, and I left. And my leaving, I felt a total... it was hard to describe, but there was a feeling of confidence, a feeling of wealth, a feeling of goodness, a feeling of abundance, a feeling how my money is going out into the world and doing good things, because it was more than just a boat even. It was about the feeling. It's supporting the school. It's supporting this fine art of boat building, you know, that's becoming a lost art. There's a whole lot that this money is doing. It's supporting also the gentleman who's running the school, who without the school perhaps couldn't necessarily live on this island. So all around, it just has a good feeling. And it's very supportive. And see, this is a demonstration how wealth, in a sense, is actually supportive and not bad for a person, not bad for an environment. Wealth is a good thing because it's abundance that's spread and shared. Now, let's suppose I was not to take this boat. Would I then be wasting his time? I don't believe so, because while I was there, love was radiating out. And if by some odd chance I do not take it, someone will probably walk in and say, this is what I'm looking for. He'll have the paperwork and everything there for him. That's the way love works. It will take care of everyone. Myself, him, all of us, in a sense, will be taken care of. That's why we're using this method, a method that also opens the heart center. So let's wait a week or so and see how things unfold. For that period, I am going to continue to be wealthy, continue to see myself joyously ordering this boat, having the dollars for it, and being quite happy to share those dolls, and joyfully waiting for the delivery of a boat that takes me back 40 years. It's actually a dream that goes back 40 years of having my own boat like this. That one's a long story, but this boat would complete a chapter in my life, a very big chapter. So let's see how it unfolds.